India says the first group of Pakistani prisoners captured in the Indo-Pakistani War in 1971 will be repatriated September 28th and 29th. Some 90,000 Pakistani prisoners are being held in India. Their return was delayed for nearly 2 years in a dispute that was settled last month in talks between India and Pakistan. If Vice President Agnew resigns, what then? An answer from newsman Bill Zimmerman in Washington.
The Constitution provides that if the vice president did resign, the president would nominate a successor and submit his name to the Congress, to both houses of Congress, and in this case, of course, a democratically controlled Congress. Some of the names of possible replacements for Agnew, should he decide to resign, have been John Connolly, Elliot Richardson, and former acting FBI Director William Ruckelshaus.
Agnew is under federal investigation in Maryland for alleged kickbacks in connection with contractors doing business with the state while he was governor of Maryland. In sports, some baseball scores: the New York Mets 6, Pittsburgh Pirates 5, the Cardinals 7, Montreal 4. In the American League, Baltimore 6, Detroit 2. Yesterday from Attorney General Robert Chevin in Tallahassee. Chevin says the state's anti-nepotism law is intended to prohibit officials from padding the public payroll with relatives appointed to various jobs. And he says the law makes no distinction between a salaried officer and a volunteer deputy. There has been an amnesty of sorts in the Middle East. And Peter Jennings reports from Beirut.
King Hussein's announcement of amnesty for political prisoners, which we heard a short while ago in Beirut, does not include prisoners charged with espionage or murder, but it will undoubtedly include a large number of Palestinian prisoners. The amnesty, in the words of the letter the King wrote to his prime minister, does include those wanted for political reasons, whether they are convicted, detained, or even wanted inside or outside Jordan. The announcement is somewhat contradictory in that Palestinian guerrillas pledged to overthrow Hussein may well continue to be held on that exemption to the release designated as espionage. Peter Jennings, ABC News, Beirut.
The stock market suffered through the fall of IBM for the second straight day and held off a rush of profit-taking to close mixed yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrials were off as much as 6 points in fairly active trading at one point, but they managed to catch up most of the way before the final bell, closing down 1.73. Today, there will be more eyes on IBM, which has lost 38.50 in the last two sessions. 1440 weather, partly cloudy to occasionally cloudy through Thursday, with chance of mainly afternoon thundershowers. Highs mostly in the upper 80s, lows near 70. The winds will be variable 10 miles an hour or less, but gusty near thundershowers. Rain probability is 30% today and 20% tonight. Currently, it's 76 degrees.
WBJW plays the greatest hits of all time.